deciding who will help run Wichita. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and listeners like you.
Coming up, how a Wichita screenwriter decided to boldly go and explore a strange new world.
I went out with $3,000, moved out to Los Angeles. Within the year, I had a job at Paramount Pictures.
But first, voters will decide next month who will fill three of the seven seats on Wichita's City Council. The winning candidates will help chart the city's course for the next 4 years. I'm joined by KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish to talk about the shape of the races so far.
Hey, Tom.
So let's start. Tell me which council seats are up for grabs.
So this election cycle, we've got races in District 1, 3, and 6. All of those districts are in the heart of the city and touch downtown. Right now, council member Brandon Johnson represents District 1. Mike Hoheisel has the District 3 seat, and Maggie Ballard has District 6. Hoheisel and Ballard are running for re-election. Johnson is sitting this race out because he'll hit his term limits in January.
So those are the incumbents. Who else is on the ballot?
So Hoheisel's challenger is Genevieve Howerton. She's newer to politics. Ballard has two opponents in her race. There's Margaret Wheeler Shabazz and Brett Anderson. And after a primary race earlier this year, LaWanda DeShazer and Joseph Shepard are going head-to-head in District 1.
Let's stay with District 1 for a minute. That race has got a bit contentious. Tell me what's happening there.
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of energy in the District 1 race. That's because Shepard and DeShazer, who are both Democrats, are really trying to highlight the differences between their visions for the city. Shepard is the former chair of the Sedgwick County Democratic Party, and he says that his strengths are really about finding common ground from either side of the aisle. DeShazer is a former administrative officer with Sedgwick County Fire Department, and she's bringing her record working with nonprofits in the community to the table.
What would you say is front of mind for the District 1 candidates as we approach Election Day?
There's been a lot of talk about city finances. The thinking is that the deficit expected in 2027 will shift back to 2028, when it may be close to $4 million. But this has really started a conversation about how you head off situations like this. Here's what Shepard's pitching to voters.
We are in tough times financially as a city, but we still have to continue to grow and push ourselves.
So what's LaWanda DeShazer saying about this?
She's really touting her experience in government and nonprofit administration. She's pushing for better accounting and forecasting of city finances.
We have to have somebody in this seat that is ready, that is knowledgeable, that can carry us through the next 4 years.
What other issues will the winning candidates face when they get on the council?
So homelessness is going to continue to be an issue for the city. And what the city does in terms of providing resources to people who are unhoused is going to continue to bubble up, especially as Second Light is fully built out by early next year. We also have the retirement of City Manager Bob Layton. So the next council will be hiring his replacement. And a potential sales tax referendum has also been suggested by several people on the council as a way to avoid some of these conversations we have year after year about property taxes and city finances.
Thanks, Meg. Advance in-person voting begins Monday ahead of Election Day on November 4th. You can read more about all of the candidates on our voters guide at KMUW.org. Our passions can sometimes take us to strange new worlds. For one Wichita novelist, it took her to Los Angeles and into the world of television. Hugo Fan has more on this month's Culture Pop.
For many television fans, Star Trek embodies the idea of adventure and discovery.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
For novelist Susan Landon, that meant boldly venturing out west.
In 85, I was a bailiff in criminal court here in town. Wichita Eagle came across my desk and it said, Star Trek Next Generation, new TV show, L.A., gave you the cast, and I absolutely loved Patrick Stewart and saw that he's the captain. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? I'll sell my three horses. I went out with $3,000, moved out to Los Angeles. Within the year, I had a job at Paramount Pictures.
Lambden was hired as a legal assistant on the Arsenio Hall show, which put her in proximity to the production of Star Trek: The Next Generation. Like many, she dreamed of writing for the legendary science fiction franchise. Luckily for Lambden, the producers for Star Trek were open to pitches from non-staff writers, so she teamed up with a young man in the mailroom named Brian Stewart to write a heartfelt script about one of the show's beloved characters.
He goes, "My father just died, and I had things I wanted to tell him that I wasn't able to." And he goes, "And I really identify with Wesley Crusher. And I would know what his dead father, Jack Crusher, would say to him if he could."
Portions of their script were purchased to be incorporated into the season 4 episode titled Family.
"And I can feel that you're my son. I don't know how to describe it, but there's this connection, this bond. I'll always be a part of you, Wesley."
So when you're watching Wesley Crusher talking to his dad, those are real things a boy wanted to tell his dad that he wasn't able to. So it just made it lovelier and more heartfelt.
After 8 years in L.A., Lambden faced a tragedy of her own before a job interview on another Star Trek series.
And so I'm literally walking out of a meeting and they're going, "Suzanne, where are you going? This is your meeting about Deep Space Nine. Why are you leaving?" It's like, I have to go back to Kansas. My brother's dead and my family's suffering, and I choose family over, Hollywood.
Lambden's return to Wichita started her on the path to becoming a novelist, writing in the zombie and dark fantasy genres. With 30 books published, she has found a craft to sustain her passion for creating. Regardless, she's still grateful for what Star Trek has afforded her.
So then it allowed me then to have a fan base, which has been really helpful, because then it's, if they liked that episode, then you're going to like my heartfelt fantasy stories. So it has helped in that regard. And I've been watching some of the new series. I really like Christopher Pike.
For The Range, I'm Hugo Fan.
We explore the latest trends in Wichita every month on Culture Pop with Hugo Fan. And one last thing. Another election is approaching, which means it's time for me to hector people again about voting. The same folks who flock to the polls for a presidential race ignore local elections, which likely have more impact on their lives. The Wichita City Council has 3 races this year, and the Wichita School Board 4. All the city council has on its agenda in the coming year is hiring a new city manager, navigating the ongoing homeless situation, and shoring up the budget. The school board, meanwhile, faces at least 2 significant decisions, whether to try another bond issue and closing more schools in the face of declining enrollment. And, by the way, the council and school board will decide how to spend nearly $2 billion of your tax money. Advance in-person voting begins Monday, ahead of the November 4th election. Vote. Thanks for joining us on The Range for show number 300. Our producers are Carly Cooper, Beth Goulet, Jonathan Huber, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torrin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.